All right, welcome to December 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and on this show, I cover a lot of ground very quickly, so please have your pencils ready. Or, better yet, if you miss something, feel free to go back and listen to it again. I promise I won't tell anybody. And don't forget to check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. This is, after all, an interactive show, people, so please get involved. Your comments and questions are highly encouraged, so thank you very much for that. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're ever looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. That's Teresa with an H. Let's begin the show as we normally do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Woohoo! America! And now on to today's headlines. The Texas Army captures San Antonio, plus December 1941, panic hits America, and Abu Jamal kills a police officer. All right, so now let's do this. 1835, the Texas Army captures San Antonio just days after Milam is killed. Stephen Austin v. Martin Perfecto de Cos. The result? Why, a Texan victory, of course. Although it was Ben Milam who should be getting credit for his inspiration. Milam was born in Franklin, Kentucky in 1788. He fought with the Americans in the War of 1812, and after the war tried selling flour to the Comanche Indians on the upper Colorado River in Texas, where he met and befriended David G. Burnett. Milam moved to New Orleans and helped Mexican patriots gain independence from Spain. He befriended James Long, but when Long was killed in a very suspicious manner, Milam planned to avenge his murder and was jailed for a short time because of it. After Milam fought in the Goliad Campaign of 1835, Stephen Austin placed him in command of a recon mission to figure out the best route to retake San Antonio for the siege of Béjar. After that, Milam led a group of volunteers along with Frank Johnson to retake the town in house-to-house combat. Milam would be killed in the skirmish on December 7th, and days later, Mexican forces would surrender and evacuate San Antonio on this day in 1835. And moving on to December 1941 news, panic hits America. War bonds were being sold everywhere as America prepared to go to war with Japan. Bonds were being advertised in movie theaters, hotel lobbies, advertising, pretty much everywhere you looked. Curfews were instated, and blackouts began every nightfall. In Seattle, a mob looted the city, taking advantage of the dark. Details of the casualties in Pearl Harbor 2 days prior began being released to the public, whereas before there weren't any details, only speculation. 1981, Abu Jamal kills Officer Faulkner in Philly. But don't take my word for it. Two people testified. Mumia Abu Jamal confessed to the murders in his own words. And six eyewitnesses, by the way, out of eight, claimed that he did the shooting. Here's the story. On 4 a.m., which should be your next clue, on the night of December 9th, 1981, political activist Abu Jamal encountered an altercation between police officer Daniel Faulkner and Abu Jamal's brother. It ended with both Abu Jamal and Faulkner shooting each other. What Abu Jamal was doing around 4 o'clock a.m. is already weird, but that's the story. Faulkner was killed, and Abu Jamal was sentenced to death row. Here's where the trial gets a bit murky. According to activists, even though an entire 6 months had gone by since the incident, Abu Jamal was still too weak to testify. He refused to get an attorney when he needed one the most. If this story is starting to sound a little bit one-sided to you, just keep this in mind. Other than an opinion that there was racism involved in the trial, though even that's inconclusive, it pretty much is one-sided. And to add further to Abu Jamal's discredibility, metal band Rage Against the Machine supported him. Just to kind of switch gears on you here. They call themselves Rage Against the Machine because in this capitalist society, we have to work for a living. Why everything should be free, except for the band's records, concert tickets, and t-shirts. Yeah, those are the only things we should be paying for. Not food or housing, just Rage Against the Machine. I mean, I like the band's music, but as far as their politics go, this illustrates what's great about America. You have the right to sound like a complete idiot. And that right does not include the guarantee that anyone will take you seriously. Tom Morello and Rage Against the Machine, everybody, like an idiot!
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap up December 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your take is on today's episode. For instance, what about the Texas Army? I know that topic was a little bit more about Ben Milam, but I had to tie the two somehow. So let me know if there's anything you care to contribute to that. Or what about that story on Abu Jamal? Was he guilty or not, in your opinion? Was that story one-sided enough for you? Like I said, if Rage Against the Machine is telling you you're right, you probably aren't. Speaking of rage, have you ever endorsed that nasty American capitalism by spending your hard-earned money for Rage Against the Machine albums and concert tickets and t-shirts? I have, and I don't apologize for it, but I wonder if Morello would. Seems a little bit contradictory to me, so tell me where I'm wrong there. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about John Jay, the first self-sustaining nuclear reactor, the Spitball, the Black Sox scandal, and LaDainian Tomlinson. So don't miss that. Until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.